"John," Samuel Tarley said excitedly. "Wait! Don't you see what they're doing?" John turned on him in a fury. "I see Alice's bloody hand, that's all I see. He wanted to shame me, and he has." Darien gave him a look. "The Stuarts are fine for the likes of you and me, Sam, but not for Lord Snow. I'm a better swordsman and a better rider than any of you, John blazed back. It's not fair."
"Fair?" Darien sneered. "The girl was waiting for me, naked as the day she was born. She pulled me through the window. And you talk to me of fair?"
He walked off.
"There's no shame in being a Stuart," Sam said. "Do you think I want to spend the rest of my life washing an old man's small clothes?" "The old man is Lord Commander of the Night's Watch," Sam reminded him. "You'll be with him day and night. Yes, you'll pour his wine and see that his bed linen is fresh, but you'll also take his letters, attend him at meetings, squire for him in battle. You'll be as close to him as his shadow. You'll know everything, be a part of everything. And the Lord Stuart said Mormont asked for you himself. When I was little, my father used to insist that I attend him in the audience chamber whenever he held court. When he rode to Eye Garden to bend his knee to Lord Tyrell, he made me come.